Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
We are answering the question, why battle sin? Why do Christians battle with sin? And do so with determination and confidence. And the answer is found in the opening verses of Colossians chapter 3. It says, beginning in verse 1, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." That's the reason why. And we've seen already that we battle sin, first of all, because of our past transformation, for you died. If you are in Christ, you died to the old realm. So you don't live comfortably in that anymore. You can't. You're dead to that. You have to understand what that means. That doesn't mean that it doesn't affect you anymore. But it means it cannot dominate you anymore, and your affections cannot be attached to that anymore. It just can't be. You died to Christ. You still got warfare to wage, because the old man is waging guerrilla warfare with you. So, like it or not, the battle's on. But you can't live that way anymore. You can't be comfortable in those sins anymore. You are not the same person you were before. You died. And so because of your past transformation, you are battling sin. But also because of your present reality. And that's where we're going in a moment as we gather together around God's Word on this Friday, September 9. And please remember that we depend upon the gifts of our radio listeners in order to carry out this ministry. So not only your past transformation, indicated by the words, "for you died," but also the present reality, indicated by the words, "and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Now this one is a little bit surprising. We started it on the broadcast yesterday, so let me review a couple of things before we go on. But this text tells us that Christ's present condition is hidden from the world. Your life is hidden with Christ. Christ is hidden. Your life is hidden with Him, but first of all, you have to understand that Christ is hidden. God is invisible. He's a spirit. Until Jesus Christ came into the world, God was not seen by the world. He was invisible, but Christ became God in the flesh. He became God manifested to men in the world. But that only was true for a short span of time, about 33 years, and then Christ was withdrawn from the world, and He's now back in heaven. And I can't see Him, and you can't see Him, that is, in the normal way of seeing things. In other words, Christ is concealed from the world. As far as the world's concerned, He's invisible. But He is seen by those who believe in Him, those who have been enabled to see Him by the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. We see Him through the words of Scripture. We see Him through the eye of faith. We see him in the place of prayer. We see him, and we know that he is very real, and he's ruling unseen and unknown to this world. He is on his throne. He is ruling this world. But unbelievers don't see that. They don't know that. They don't believe that. They are ruled by an unseen hand. We are too, but it is seen by us, though not with the physical eye. We are ruled by an unseen hand, but it is the hand of our Savior. And we join our hand to his in our communion with him. And we are very much aware of his present. But Christ's present condition is hidden from the world, not from his children. But you have to understand that the believer's present condition is also hidden from the world. For this text says, your life is hidden with Christ in God. What does that mean? That means that your new nature is hidden to the world. It is hidden with Christ in God. We are here in the world, and we are as visible to the world as any unregenerate person. In fact, to the unregenerate, we look just like them for all practical purposes. Now, some Christians go to great lengths to make themselves appear exceedingly different from the people of this world, and I understand the desire, and I applaud it up to a point, but the Bible really indicates that the difference of Christians is not primarily a matter of the physical eye, the physical appearance, though of course we are mindful of modesty and honoring Christ with our lives, but there's nothing about the Christian that looking odd is a testimony for Christ. That's a mistaken idea, because what is spiritual about us is unseen. It's hidden. The believer's nature is hidden to the world. You are hidden with Christ in God. And so, though we are here, we look no different from others. Think of Jesus on the earth. He looked pretty much like any other Jewish male of his age in his day. It was not his clothes that distinguished him from the rest of society. It was not his physique. It was not his appearance. He didn't look different in that respect. And so people seeing him with the physical eye weren't particularly impressed by him. The prophet Isaiah tells us about that in Isaiah 53. It tells us, he had no beauty that we should desire him. Did you read that? He had no beauty that we should desire him. There was nothing about him physically that was attractive. Really? Nothing about him physically that was attractive any more than anyone else. It wasn't some kind of gorgeous man, some rock star, some movie star type man. People saw him and they just gushed all over him and swooned about him because of his handsome appearance, just so much more handsome than anybody else around him. Nope. Just the opposite. There was no beauty that we should desire him. Not physical beauty. There was his words that drew his sheep to him. It was his godliness, the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit to the full development that we never get to in this world, but he had it developed fully. That's beautiful to a child of God who has the same Holy Spirit and the same spiritual desires to see that spiritual fruit manifested in us. When we see it so clearly developed in someone else, that's very attractive to us. And in Jesus, it was developed to the highest degree. So, Jesus was, as far as his divine nature, was invisible to the world even when he was in the world. And here we are in the world, and we are not basically different from others as far as what they see with a passing glance. But we are different, and it comes out in the way we speak, the way we think, the way we react. That's different. And people who get to know us will begin to notice those differences. I was talking to a member of our church the other day, and he was telling me how certain decisions he and his wife made have had a powerful impact on a number of their relatives, and some have come to Christ as a result of that. And he told me what they were, and I'll not take time to go through them now, but these were decisions they made based on spiritual values instead of worldly values, and they had relatives scratching their head and saying, why are they doing that? Why are they making decisions like that? Why would they make those choices? And it caused them to think and to explore and to seek, obviously, the Holy Spirit working in their hearts to cause that effect. That's what's different about us, but our external life is not different. The world cannot see our new life, and the world cannot understand the reality of the divine nature within us. And the world usually denies what it cannot understand, and if it cannot understand Christ, it denies Christ. It rejected him. That's certainly what the world did when he was here. And if the world cannot understand us, it will deny us and reject us. The world knows neither Christ nor Christians. And the truth of the matter is that most Christians don't fully understand themselves. We learn, we grow in understanding as we understand more about Christ and about salvation, then we understand more about ourselves. The transformation has been done by divine power, and now we're trying to understand it. And in doing that, we come to understand ourselves. So, we've got a different reality. Our life has been transformed, for you died, and our present life is different. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. Which means that if you, as a Christian, live for the world's approval, you're going to be disappointed. You'll never get it. But it also means your life is hidden with Christ in God, that here in this world, as discouraging and disappointing as it is in so many ways, there's nothing to fear. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. You're hidden in the hollow of His hand. And it's also a reminder that our sufficiency depends upon Him, not upon us. We're living in a world, and we have a difficult task. To live like a child of God in a world that doesn't understand us, that doesn't recognize who we are, doesn't recognize the claims of what we say about Christ and salvation and about the change He has made in our lives, they think that's all a bunch of hooey, and that makes it difficult for us to live for Christ in this world. But hey, we're not dependent upon our own strength. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. You are enveloped in Him. Remember what Jesus said? They're in my hand, and I'm in my Father's hand, and nobody can pluck them out of my Father's hand. Well, it's a similar idea here. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. You've got a different power. You've got a different resource. You've got a different reality that will enable you to do everything that Christ calls upon you to do in this world. So do it by the grace of God. Battle with sin. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.